Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 607 slide. Visible translated text is as follows of the help took place, Mr. Schiff taking all the envelopes that were due the help who had worked from April 16th to 24th, inclusive, out to the payroll window, which is entirely outside of either my inner office or the outer office and out in the hall beyond, a little window that we have built. I sat in my office, checking over the amount of money which had been left over. This amount was equal, or should have been equal, to the amount that had been looked out in advance to help and had been deducted when we were filling the envelopes. In checking this amount over, as near as I can recollect it, there was about $15, I noticed a shortage of about $1.20, something over a dollar at any rate, and I kept checking to see if I couldn't find the shortage going over the various deductions that had been made, but I couldn't locate it that evening. After the help had been paid off, during which time, as I sat in my office, no one came into my office who asked me for a pay envelope or for the pay envelope of another. After the paying off of the help had taken place, Mr. Schiff returned and handed me the envelopes which were left over, bound with an elastic band, and I put them in the cash compartment, which is different from the cash box, a certain cash compartment in the safe, the key to which is kept in my cash box. I placed them in the safe, and Mr. Schiff busied himself clearing up the books and the files and placing them in the safe. While he was doing that, I placed in the time clocks, the slips to be used the next day. I took out the two time slips which were dated April 25th, which had been used by the help on Friday, April 25th, and took two slips out to the clock, the ends of which I creased down so that they would fit into the cylinder inside of the clocks. And I noticed that I had neglected to stamp the date on them, so I just wrote on them, April 26, 1913.